Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome to the Midday News. It's live on Joy 99.7 FM and Accra on Love 99.5 in Kumasi and MyJoyOnline.com, also affiliate across Ghana's 16 regions and MyJoyOnline.com. Coming up, Office of the Special Prosecutor justifies the fugitive tag on former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta, citing his unwillingness to appear for questioning after his home was raided by national security, which left his family traumatized.
It's not too much. But the people who argue that way are missing the point, because the point is not about fairness. If it's about fairness, we have been very fair.
Meanwhile, the NPP's legal director, Frank Davis, demands the OSP to apologize to the minister over staged raid comments.
You have embarrassed the man and told him that he has state managed a raid on his own home and put his wife and children in such trauma. And now that you have been exposed, either of you to apologize, you are saying what?
Also, President Mahama assures that the 2025 budget will address the funding gap created by the suspension of United States aid to Ghana, but says the time has come for Africa to become self-reliant.
We're going to make adjustments in the budget. I believe that it's adversity and opportunity. It must teach Africa to become more self-reliant.
These and more with me, Mamisi Nyamiche Thompson. Stay for details. The Office of the Special Prosecutor is standing by its decision to declare former Finance Minister Ken Ofori-Atta a fugitive, insisting he repeatedly refused to appear for questioning. This follows a controversial raid on his house by the National Security, which reportedly left his family traumatized. Speaking on Newsville, OSP's Director of Strategy, Research and Communication, Samuel Apiadako, maintained that Mr. Ofori-Atta's presence is crucial to ongoing investigation, dismissing claims of unfair treatment.
The point is not about fairness. If it's about fairness, we have been very fair. That is why we wrote to him. Not being fair is rather having somebody bring you down when he has not even had a correspondence with you. Mind you, some people have even suggested that we could have stopped him from traveling. And we have said that, on what basis do you want to stop somebody from traveling? Every Ghanaian is free to travel for medical treatment, whether in Ghana or abroad. In the same way, when a law enforcement demands your attendance, you are not going to say that it may inconvenience you and so you are not able to come. But you have to then prove to us why you are not able to come. Are you so sick that you cannot fly? Or the issue has to do with the inconvenience of your originally planned schedule? That is the whole matter. We are saying that once you are able to give us cogent reasons, we will give you that opportunity. And we have done so to other people who are ordinary Ghanaians and not even people who are elites, as you have said. There is no cause for alarm.
Well, Mr. Apiadako has defended the office's earlier claims regarding a raid on the former finance minister's home. He insists the OSP was not involved, suggesting the incident was staged. However, it later emerged that national security carried out the raid. Yet, the OSP did not retract its initial statement.
In fact, they placed it also the following day in a newspaper. And the newspaper had quoted, allegedly, the wife of Mr. Ofori-Atta saying that it was the OSP that stormed the house. But before they said that, they were aware the security agency that had entered the house. Mr. Adumotri on his show was ready to show pictures and videos, but did not do that. Because if he had done that, it would have exposed the lie that it was not the OSP. First of all, I'm happy that the OSP has been vindicated, that it did not go into the house of Mr. Ofori-Atta. And I don't even like to use the word
point,
raid.
The point I'm making is that you said that was...
Yes, I'm to that.
Staged.
I'm coming to that.
It's not an imposter action. We know it wasn't staged, and it wasn't an imposter action.
At the time of the press conference, the intelligence that was available to the office has suggested that this was not carried out by the OSP, and at best, it would have been staged by operator or an imposter action.
Yeah, so you are human institution, you can get it wrong. You got it wrong. Is that correct?
Upon hindsight, and I'm saying that if we had not pushed them, there was no way they would have come out and even displayed the videos and the pictures. Okay.
A chairman of the NPP's Constitutional and Legal Committee, Frank Davis, is demanding an apology from the OSP, accusing it of misleading the public with false claim.
But from all the, from everything that has gone on, the correspondence between the OSP and the lawyers of Kenneth Oyata, how, in what stretch of the imagination can anybody describe such a person as a fugitive from justice? Mm. You have written to the person. The person has responded to his lawyers. He has given an indication of where he is for medical treatment. There's an address of where he is in the United States of America. You have invited him to come to see you on the 10th of February. He says, look, I'm having consultations and engagements with my doctors. I'm not able to tell you definitively when I'm supposed to come to the country, so give me time. In any event, if you have any queries, consult my lawyers. But something, there is no law which binds any suspect to assist the prosecutor in investigations. This is basic. First principles, of criminal law. There is no law which says that a suspect in a case should assist the police in prosecutions.
President John Mahama has assured Ghanaians that the 2025 budget will address the financial shortfall caused by the U.S. aid suspension. Speaking at the Munich Security Conference, he emphasized the need for Africa to achieve economic independence. The U.S. recently froze over $150 million in aid to Ghana following a 90-day review of U.S. aid activities. President Mahama reaffirmed his commitment to policies that will strengthen Ghana's financial stability and reduce reliance on foreign assistance.
We're going to make adjustments in the budget. I believe that it's adversity and opportunity. It must teach Africa to become more self-reliant. This goes to help the most vulnerable in our society. And so in making those adjustments, we must learn how to take care of our vulnerable and make sure that they're able to be included in the growth that is taking place. I think that the U.S. played a very critical role in the post-world order. And that post-world order has benefited the whole globe, including the U.S. The U.S. has prospered from the post-World War order. But it's gotten to a stage where it wants to recalibrate, and it has a right to recalibrate. But I believe that the recalibration should be in a less disruptive manner.
Minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Markin says the government's decision to revoke appointments made by the Akufo-Addo government after December 7 is unconscionable. The chief of staff, Julius Debra, has ordered all government institutions to revoke all such appointments promptly. Delivering an urgent statement on the floor, Alexander Afenyo-Markin decried the ritual of cancelling such recruitments whenever there's a change of government.
I do not think that the intent of this letter was for state institutions to dismiss, revoke appointment. I believe that perhaps some clarity would have to be given, that our countrymen and women, our youth, are being sent home. They went to office, they were asked to come home with these letters. Where do they find food to eat? How do they feed their families?
But in a sharp response, Majority Leader Mahama Yaga, who is part of the transition team, explained that then government was warned against proceeding on this recruitment drive.
We told our counterparts, who were outgoing ministers, that that practice must stop because a number of issues are implicated. One, we all know that you must have fiscal space before you take decisions to employ people. You are leaving. We are coming in. We haven't told you that the public money that is available, we want to commit it to pay workers. So you cannot clog the fiscal space and then leave us with problems that we cannot deal with. And you know that you are leaving office and you decide to load the public sector with workers. That will make it difficult for the incoming government. What do you expect?
Yeah, the majority leader, Mahama Ayaruga, then, just before we head out, Asantino Tuvo said to us, expressed concerns that the Boko conflict threatens national unity and progress as he agrees to lead mediation efforts during a meeting at Mensah with a government delegation led by Defense Minister Edward Omane-Boamah and Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak. He stressed that Ghana cannot afford to let the violence undermine its stability. Nana Wachi Adom reports.
It has been extensive engagement at the Mensah Palace as government delegation led by Defence Minister Edward Omane-Boamah, Interior Minister Muntaka Mubarak and the Lands Minister Emmanuel Ama Kofibua paid a courtesy call on the Asantehene to find a lasting solution to the Boko conflict. The Asantehene is expected to fasten the mediation process to find a lasting solution to the ongoing conflict.
If we are not careful, people will hide behind this fight to do something dangerous. We can't destroy our country because of this fight. Whatever we will do to help stop the fight will be done. All I need is for you to depoliticize it while we handle the traditional aspect.
The Defense Minister, Omane-Boamah, indicated that the Asantehene has accepted to engage extensively with the leadership of Boko and also take part of the traditional consultation, which will lead to finding a lasting solution.
Over 90% of the discussion was behind closed doors. And so we are unable to disclose the details. But Otumfo has given firm assurance that he is working on it. And indeed, even today, he is meeting sections of the dispute. And we are very confident that we'll be able to restore peace.
Defense Minister, Mr. Omane-Boamah, ending that report and bringing us to the end of this afternoon's bulletin. I am Amisi Nyamiche Thompson. Up next is Sports Link with Nathaniel Atto.
O'Reilly!
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.